All right. Good evening. Welcome to the event. Our special guest tonight is John Delemmy. And let's give him a hand. He came all the way from West Palm Beach. And I'd like to recognize just a few people here tonight. First off, my lovely wife, Kristen. Yes. John Delemmy's wife, who he affectionately coins the name Coach Christy, Christy Delemmy, right here. Now, some of John's students are here, and I'm going to point them out just so that you don't think they're infiltrating and they're sneaking around trying to, you know, convince you of something or whatever we've got. Let's see. I'm going to point out Mark and Carol Smith. Mark and Carol, they just surprised me by coming up from West Palm Beach just for this event tonight. Doris and Emily just came in from Canada. What part of Canada was that?
Montreal
just came in for the event tonight. And then we've got some, let me see, hold on just so that I make sure that I don't forget. Now, Ed went down to West Palm Beach just a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes.
So Ed's came down, but Ed's from Auburn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so Ed's here. And who else? Hallie. Hallie's from Ohio, coming in for the event today. Eric, he's from Baldwinsville. He's one of John's students, but he didn't have...
He's just a water boy.
He's just a water boy. And last but not least, we've got...
Jeff
and Linda, they're from Binghamton.
Right.
And then Lindsay in the back, who works for Adelphi Real Estate. She's just been with us for about a week now. All right. All right, so let's talk about HUD, and then we'll get into what we came here for. Right now, those of you who are familiar with HUD homes, government-owned HUD homes, we specialize in that, there has been a disturbance in the forest just in the last couple of weeks. If you don't know about this already, I'm going to give you a very important website I want you to go to, and that's I'll let you get your pens out, www.hudhomestore.com. And don't Google it. Put it in your address bar, hudhomestore.com. What's going on is they're dumping property right now. Everything that was listed prior to May of this year, they are dumping. Somebody just bought Teal Ave. It was on the market for $57. They just took $40 for it. Okay? There's some other ones. And I want you to take a good look at it. Nicole? Route 22?
I know.
They want to dump it. What you want to do is you want to get on the HUD site, see if you see anything that even catches your eye, and then call me or email me and ask me, John, is this one of the ones that they want to dump? And then I can suggest some prices to you, and you are going to be blessed. Let's see. Mike's not here tonight, but what's that? I'm sorry. Not Mike. But Rich, sorry, I get it. Rich, these folks right here are Rich's parents, and Rich just bought the one on Herman. Some of you may remember that one. It was on the market for $80,000, and Rich just picked it up for $55,000 in North Syracuse. All right. So right now there's something going on that's unprecedented. You need to jump in if you're ready to spend a little bit of money and get a really you hear this all the time, a really great deal, but you really are. This is like one of those times. So just look at the HUD site and call me. And my number is 695-6434. 695-6434, or you can email me, John, at Adolfi, adolfi.com. All right? For those of you listening to this, get on the HUD site. I'm serious, okay? So, as a way of introducing John, who's going to be doing most of the speaking, or almost all the speaking tonight, I'd like to open up just a little bit about my private life and share with you how I got to this point. Now, the purpose of this is not to talk all about me. It's not about ego or anything like that. It's just to share with you my journey. And if you can identify with any of it, then maybe this will be a boom to you, a help to you. And that's basically why. Now, this is not a paid commercial. This is nothing like that at all. And I think some of you know me by now that this is not anything weird or you know, I'm not getting anything out of this. I mean, when I do these events, the only reason why I do these events is for relationship building. That's it. you know, and we've gotten to know each other a lot through the years, and I really appreciate all of you. And those of you who are new, welcome. Also, too, for those of you that may not receive my newsletter, my email newsletter that, you know, I alert you to the deals, I have a sign-up sheet. I'll have that up there somewhere. Actually, Lindsay, why don't you grab this and put it on the back table, and those of you who are not receiving it can. Okay, so I got out of the Navy in 1984, 85, in San Diego. By the way, best weather in the world. San Diego is the best. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew for sure that I didn't want to sell real estate because in 1979, when I was 18 years old, I got my license, showed one house, and felt like a really, really goof. And I said, I'll never, never, never do this again. So I went in the Navy because I had nothing else going on. Was in there for 4 years. I was converted to a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. Some of you know, may or may not know that or care, but that happened while I was in the Navy. And I was not expecting that nor looking to become a Christian while I was there. And so after that happened, I came home. And actually, I was in Yuma, Arizona, going nowhere for a while. And then a small, still boy said, why don't you go home and sell real estate? This was 1985, and I went, what a great idea. So we got in my rabid diesel, and my friend and I, and we went cross-country, and we came back to Syracuse. I started real estate, and I was just a disaster at it. I wasn't sure if I really liked it. My first year in real estate, I made $1,400. My second year, I think I made $5,000. That was a full year. It was pretty pathetic. Then in 1988, that was 85, 86 I started. 1988, I sold my first HUD home. And I went, I kind of like this. And so I started doing it, and I just fell into it. I started to get good at it because I started to understand how it works. And that's really the realtors who hate HUD homes never got kind of over that hump. And what I noticed through the years is they just don't like doing them. I loved doing them. Absolutely embraced doing these HUD homes. I found it easy, actually. And that was one of the reasons. Plus, you get good deals. And who doesn't want a good deal on the other end when I'm dealing with a client? So I'm thinking, this is a perfect match. In 1992, I got this idea to create a creation or Bible museum. I thought, wouldn't it be cool to see certain things from the Bible come alive, some sort of diorama format? And I started this thing, and then I dropped it, and I came back to it in 2000, and it was going to be called Bible Land Museum. Then I'm thinking, oh, people are going to be turned off. I was a non-Christian one time. I know what it feels like to think along those lines and to work along those lines. And I'm thinking, I know I wouldn't be interested in that. So we came up with this other one called Lost World Museum. Yeah. And we started working towards this idea of having this creation museum where we could present another side to the equation of where we came from. So we worked on that. For 10 years, we worked on that. While I was making $25,000, $35,000 a year. And by the way, that's what the average realtor makes in the United States, is right around that. And by the way, do you know what the average age of a real estate agent in the United States is? 57 years old. That's right. And they said that in 20 years, they said this at a real estate convention, or real estate down at the Board of Realtors, they said in 20 years, 85% of you are going to be retired or dead. So, I was trying to figure out a way to make money to get this thing going. Now, this is where you guys maybe or maybe not can relate. I tried in the past, before that, I tried multi-level marketing. All right? Nothing necessarily wrong with it, but I tried. I had that golden, the shiny object or the golden carrot thing where it's like, I'm going to make a lot of money. Unfortunately for me, it didn't work. Anybody who is trying it, God bless you. Just for me, it didn't work. So I said, okay, I'm not going to do that. Then I looked at growing herbs as a cash crop. $3,000 an acre for mint? I like this idea. Went down to Cornell, heard a presentation. I don't like growing things, but I like money. That didn't work out. Then I thought about mushroom farming. That didn't work out.
By the way, this week his wife's going, yes, even more.
It's been scary.
How many times have you guys seen? And from a woman's perspective, she's looking for security, financial security, and stability. I was giving neither to a greater degree. I wasn't, or even a lesser degree. So I wrote a book called HUD Home Buying Secrets. How many of you have ever seen the book or read it, HUD Home Buying Secrets? And at the time, there were no other books on Amazon, and I thought, I got a niche. I sat down and wrote it. It took me 9 months to write the book. And then I thought, I'm going to get rich on internet marketing information. Do you remember the craze? Yeah. It was 2009, and it was still going on, this internet marketing craze. I was going to get rich selling proprietary information that I knew something about. And so I was involved in that while doing the museum, while selling $35,000 to $45,000 a year through the real estate, trying to create a $500 million project, you know, at least one version of it. So I hired a marketing coach, and he was trying to show me what to do in order to expand my business. And then I said to him, but I want to learn how to get rich on my book. He said, why don't you get on Meetup? How many of you have ever heard of Meetup? Meetup is an online thing where you can meet up with other people who have similar interests. I punched in there, internet marketing, and I got this one thing down in Ithaca that I went to a couple of times. And then there was this thing called Find Your Why. And it was being held at a Panera Bread in DeWitt. This was February of 2010. Okay? I showed up at the place, and somebody gave me this book. And I took one look at it. That's John, by the way. And I went, oh, this guy looks like one of those Italian car salesmen. I'm not going to read this. No, I didn't want to not read it, but I'm thinking, I don't know about this guy, man. So I brought it home, and I started reading it. And I met up with these people every week. We met, and we would discuss what we read in this book. Then I got a DVD and a CD, and I listened to it, and then I saw him in person on the DVD, and I went, I was impressed, and my wife was even more impressed. And I went, good, she's kind of on the same page as me. Then I started listening to him on teleclasses and whatnot. And from February to April 15th, he ran a coaching special. And I thought, I'm going to do this. It's different. It's not a business in a box. It's actually a coach personally coaching you personally and business. This is different. All right, I'll try this. Kristen, will you be willing to let me do this? We talked to a few people. I'm thinking to myself, she's never going to let me do this. I just know it. Because the price point and what we had in the bank, it wasn't going to work out. I mean, unless you drained everything. And how would you women especially feel about your husband draining all the money, what little money you had, maxing out the credit cards, and taking the rest of the money out of real estate and giving it to somebody that you don't really know? Well, she said yes. And so you've heard the proverbial, what's that?
Temporary.
Yeah. You've heard the proverbial the testimonial, and I maxed out my credit cards, and then I showed this thing around, and I just made $1 million within 6 months. Well, I did max out my credit card. That's the absolute truth. And I took all the money that was in the real estate account, and I combined it, and I handed it over to Mr. Delemmi's company. On the 15th, right around the 15th of April, he gets on the phone with me, and I'm going to tell you what he said in 30 minutes. It changed my life. I gave a two-page synopsis of what I do, what I'm interested in, what I'm trying to do. And he said to me, HUD book, great idea. Let's put it to the side. And I'm going, what? And he goes, Creation Museum. I'm a Christian, too. I think it's a great idea to have something like that. Let's put that to the side. So I said to him, what do you want me to do? He goes, I want you to get out of this financial beat-up mode. In the next 90 to 180 days, I want you to double, triple your income in real estate. I go, how do I do that? He says, go back to the fundamentals and begin there. Figure it out. So I got off the phone, and I'm like going, holy cow. I would have, if it wasn't for him, I would have continued doing the HUD book and the museum while making $35,000 to $45,000 a year. So I put those things aside so I wasn't distracted. And I did everything he told me to do over the last 6.5 years. Here's what happened. I thought in the first 30 days with a personal coach, I was going to be rolling in dough. Not only did I not roll in dough, but I didn't sell many properties at all for 90 days. And my bills were piling up. I don't know if this ever happened to you before, but it piled up even further. And I would go to work. I would do exactly what John told me to do. I would come home and I would say to my wife, I've never felt more successful in my entire life, but I got nothing to show for it. So after 90 days, I got on the phone with John and I said, John, you know my bills are piling up and I really haven't made too many sales. He goes, I know. I said, but that doesn't seem to concern you. He goes, nope. And I thought, this guy knows something I don't. 15 days later, 105 of the longest days I've ever spent on planet Earth, in August of 2010, it exploded with my first five-figure month. And I went, ah, and I also went, wow. Now, it wasn't easy getting to where we are today. It was a lot of hard work, and it only after the fourth or fifth year did it really start to happen. So don't get the impression that after John speaks tonight, that after 30 days, this microwave kind of idea that a lot of us would wish for happens, because it doesn't. And I'm not here to try to sell you coaching or encourage you to get into coaching. I'm just sharing with you what happened to me. Now, some of the numbers I don't want to give because I don't know if it would be appropriate, but I will share with you numbers of houses that we have sold. Typically, before coaching, I would sell anywhere between 25 to 35 houses a year. Okay? Last year we did, and you got to understand, I have no other agents working for me. I have personal assistants. Okay? Last year we sold 213 houses. And thank you. And as of June 30th, we were up to 143 or 145 houses. All right? Every single month we're breaking records since January. And I didn't think we could. I mean, there's my limited thinking, right, John? Yeah, just stop it. But when you're, you know, when you're raising the bar and then have to raise the bar again, it plays up here, okay? It plays up here a little bit. But, you know, this month we've sold 43 houses. And it's not over with yet. So that's a little bit of what John has done. He hasn't just increased my sales. He's increased confidence. He's increased our customer service. If it wasn't for him, I've done this before him, but it wasn't anything like this. Not like this. It was different. So with that being said, I'm going to turn this over to John, and I'll let him share whatever John has on his heart this evening. And I know that you're going to be blessed, or you'll be
blessed.
Let's give John a round of applause.
Chris, we got to
get a picture of Dusky's and me and John. You guys can get. I love pictures, by the way, so we're
going to take a lot of pictures tonight. Oh.
Alright. Thank you, brother. Is this big enough, by the way?
I just want to make sure. It's awesome. Jason, thank you for this design. It's excellent, though, because it won't pop. No, it's great. Alright. You guys ready? Give John another round of applause. This is exciting.
So, when you guys came in tonight, and what's exciting is you guys can obviously hear immediately that I was born in Westchester County, downstate, right, Ed? I was born in Westchester County, Yonkers, New York, so you guys will hear this New York accent. So, when you guys came in tonight, you got a folder. I want you guys to take out all the pieces of paper and folder and workbook you guys got this evening. You will see on the front there is a workbook where there's a little bio of me and all that good stuff. And you'll see a testimonial from John. You obviously know him. And then Carol Grant. And then when you turn it over, you will see what says, warning, these notes will change my life forever. Can all you guys go to that page? And you'll see, we're going to really dig into class tonight. In the next 5 hours. No, we will be done by 9 p.m. tonight. 8:30, and I'll go for like 35 minutes, and we'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue again, okay? And then we'll go right to 8:30. I want you guys to write down today's date. Today's date is Tuesday, July 19th, correct? 2016. Make sure all of you guys got a pen that writes. You got a pen, and I want you to write, my life will change forever. Tonight. Now, I don't know whose life it's going to be, but someone's life's going to change forever tonight, bar none. And you will see also, and we'll go through a lot of this tonight, like inside the folder, inside the folder, and on the right-hand side, you'll see there's a couple of CDs for you. You got a bonus CD, one of my top motivation and marketing CDs as a gift for you guys tonight to go home with. And then another CD, the orange CD, is just the testimonials about our club, and you'll hear more about that. But then, very importantly, you will see there's two chapters of my forthcoming book. I've authored 22 books, and I'm in the process of publishing my 23rd book. And tonight, I'll be teaching from two chapters on my 23rd book. So you guys ready to dig into those two chapters?
Yes.
And you will see the first chapter is 7 success keys to absolutely unlock your unexplainable, unbelievable financial miracle. You see that? It's on the right-hand side of the folder. And we'll be digging into that one. And then below that is the next chapter we'll be digging into, which is the 10 Ritz-Carlton marketing secrets to guarantee that you can develop an explosive life and business. Yes, guaranteed. How many of you want to have an explosive life and business? Actually, raise your hand high. So you're in the right place. If a hand didn't go up, go downstairs, get wrecked, have a taco, have a great time. But you're in the right place to expose your life and business. So you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. So, we're going to be teaching tonight, which is exciting, 7 proven motivational marketing strategies on how to overcome fear and take more action than ever in your life and business. Two words I want you to write down, fear and action. Fear and action. Fear is invisible. And action is visible. Now, fear is an invisible force that keeps you stuck or keeps you scattered. And by the way, I do talk fast, and this is being recorded for you tonight, so you guys will get the recording, the bonus digital recording of tonight's class. And when you think about fear, fear keeps you stuck. Eric Chamberlain, Eric, raise your hand, please. Eric Chamberlain's awesome. Eric's a landscaper here. And Eric, where do you live? What city? Baldwinsville?
Baldwinsville
is awesome. And Eric's dad next to him is Bruce Chamberlain's here tonight. He was here at 5:30 tonight. He was here the first. Because he transformed his son. His son was worse than John, right? He's a great guy. I love him dearly. But, you know, fear is holding him back. Because Eric knew John Dolphy before John met me. He knew John by 2008. He knew when John was doing 400 things at once. See, fear. Everyone say fear.
Fear
keeps you distracted, taking a lot of action and no results. How many people, you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you felt like you work really hard, but the results don't resemble your heart and your work ethic? Interesting, correct? The challenge is, you want to make sure you're around the right people with proof. John and Kristen Adolfi have built a multi-million dollar business out of the metropolis, the international conglomerate of Phoenix, New York. I mean, rush hour tonight. We left. We're staying at the Spring Hill. We're staying at the Staybridge Suites over in Liverpool on Electronics driveway there, road. Took us an hour and a half in traffic to get here. How awesome is this, though? John Adolfi met me through a meetup in Syracuse when they were teaching my 10 Life Lessons book, and John had an unbelievable potential in him. Every single one of you in this room, irregardless of what your faith is, God don't make any junk. Every single one of you have a birthday, correct? Some of us are a little bit closer to our birthday than others. How young are you?
16.
How young are you?
12.
So I know if there's moms and dads here tonight and so forth, when your children were born, you were like, that is a champion, correct?
Absolutely.
And you will never tell me anything different about my child, correct? How many of you have children, grandchildren? And that's the way you feel, that incredible love for a child. Every single one of you in this room are born a champion, and there are two things I know about you. You have one of these. It's a birth certificate. This is mine, November 5th, 1965. Born as son and daughter of Philip Francis Delaney. You know, how many of you met? My dad is 87 years young, as you met him, right? He is, Philly D is out of his mind, correct, guys? Right, Jeff's laughing, and Mark and Kel and Eric, right? My dad is 87. You know George Costanza's father from Seinfeld? Lives in Boca Raton? That's my dad. All his friends think I'm a gangster. They think I'm in the mob, which we're not, obviously. Because he's like, your son doesn't work. He speaks. Who buys books? I don't understand. And my wife, Coach Christy, her nickname is Coach Christy. She's my wife. We're together for almost, what am I, 11 years now? 12, 11 years. We're together almost 16, 17 years. She's a lawyer. So you got a lawyer, speaker, was successful. You got to be a gangster. That's my dad's friends in Boca Raton. So it's, I can say that in New York, parts of the country, people freak out about it. But what's awesome is every one of you are born champions. How many of you celebrate a birthday once a year because you're born a champion? So because I know that, everyone say because he knows that, he believes his potential in you. See, Jeff Pryor, Jeff, raise your hand. And that's Jeff in the front row there. Linda, raise your hand. Who's that? That's your son. You love that boy, right? He's a good boy. But he had a lot of Adolfi in him all over the place, doing 400 things at once, going nowhere.
Yeah.
That's
what happens when they're intelligent.
They're intelligent, but not know what to do next.
The mirror of the world.
That's right. I met him at a seminar. I was speaking in Orlando, March 2015. Jeff is in direct selling, not real estate, in a travel company. And he only did 3 sales before he met me and spent about $30,000 doing the wrong thing. Because he was fearful, but he was taking action. And Jeff, now you've done, what, 53, correct?
Yes.
And you see, when I first met Jeff, he said, I come from a poor city. Some of you may know this city. It's pretty close to here. Binghamton. Yeah, he goes, it's a poor city. See, he was speaking into existence. He was speaking negative reality into existence. So as we continue tonight, I want to let you know that there's potential in you. Because what's the first chapter I'm teaching from? 7, what is it? 7 success keys to absolutely unlock your unexplainable, unbelievable financial miracle. And I chose that because it's unexplainable and it's an unbelievable financial miracle that John and Kristen Adolfi are experiencing now. Lindsay, you've been working for them for about a week or two, part of your team, correct? Have you got a check yet? Okay, your check will clear the bank when you get a check, which is exciting. Before, you're not worried, that's right. Before John met me, sometimes his checks didn't clear. He was working really hard. And now we just unlocked. See, unlock means you got to find the secret combination and the code and unlock it. It means it's there, correct? How many of you have ever put a lock on something and you know the code, but you forgot the code and you're not like, no. I got to find the code because something's in here of value, correct? Something's valuable. It's just like inside all of you, there's potential. Irregardless of what people have told you, how many of you come from a dysfunctional family? If you don't, you're not alive. And if you're Italian from New York, you are 99.9% the only functional person because you're intelligent to get out of the seminar where you want to learn and grow. So I can say that as a full-blooded Italian from Westchester County. It's out of control. There you go, right? All Italian, out of control, right? Scream and yell and go nuts. Yeah, I'm slapping everybody, yelling. First time my wife met my family, she's like, oh my God, I can't hear anything. Right, Christy? Right? She's from Tennessee. She's real nice and polite, nice voice. My father meets her and goes, man, she talks good. She's a keeper. You know my dad. You can picture my dad saying that, right? She don't sound like you. All right. So tonight, guys, here's what we're going to do. As we dig into the 7 strategies, motivational marketing strategy number 1 is success key number 1 on the 7 success keys to absolutely unlock your unexplainable, unbelievable financial miracle. Success key number 1, guys, is the guaranteed potential key just activated already. What that means is, I know for a fact, inside you is potential. We just have to make a decision to activate it. Everyone say already.
Already.
You know what already means? Already means take action already. Don't think about it. Procrastination is deadly. Thinking, asking, waiting, when, I'm not too sure, who knows. Anybody ever ask a broke person how to get wealthy? How's that going to work out? Right? If someone's never been there before, how can they get there? Interesting, right? So let's read here. Affirmation number 78. I'll be teaching from 2 of my books tonight. I'll be teaching from the 365 Affirmation book, and I'll be teaching from the 10 Life Lessons on How to Find Your Why Now and Achieve Ultimate Success book. These are the 2 books. The reason why I chose these 2 books out of 20-plus books I've published and authored is because these are the 2 books that John Adolfi has dug into more than anyone else in his room because he's been around me the longest, which is exciting. So I'll be teaching from these 2 books tonight, which is, when I say affirmations, it's one of the affirmations from the 365. How many days in a year?
365.
365 affirmations. There's one for every day. Today is day 201, which is exciting of the year. All right. So affirmation number 78, it says, I'm activating my faith with my faith-filled, fear-destroying, belief-building words from the 365 affirmation book. Your potential is absolutely in you, but you have to activate it. What are you doing every day to activate your potential? Guys, star that, please. This one says, what are you doing every day to activate your potential? In other words, what am I doing today a little bit different to activate my potential? If you continually to do the same thing over and over and over, nothing's going to change. You have to do something a little bit different. So what am I doing every day? Who are you around? Wow. Say with me, who am I around?
Who are you around?
Look at the person that you left and say, you're around somebody awesome. So I don't know about the person to the right, but the person to the left is all right. Because you're in a room of champions. You know, I said this last night. I produce a podcast. Anybody here podcasting? I produce a podcast every day. And you're going to hear from Mark and Carol Smith tonight, who surprised John and Kristen Adolfi. They become great friends in our community. And Mark and Carol Smith, you'll see them on a video I'm going to show here in a few minutes. Mark and Carol were in construction for 32 years. They're about to lose everything. And they've done over $5.5 million of revenue so far, being around the right people. Mark is 75 pounds lighter. Carol's about 25, 30 pounds lighter. They've transformed their life. I met him at an event 5 years ago, October 30th, 2011. They walked into a room just about the same size as this. And in that room, we unlocked and activated a ridiculous amount of success. Right, Mark and Carol Smith? Yes, raise your hand high.
That's
good. It's awesome. True story. These guys traveled up and surprised John and Kristen Adolfi, correct? They almost screwed it up yesterday by going on Periscope, by the way. Anybody know Periscope, the live streaming? But they went on Periscope. I'm like, get off Periscope. Kristen's on Periscope. They're in Niagara Falls. You can't be in Niagara Falls and be in West Palm Beach, Florida. They were from Florida. Jeff saw it, but Jeff didn't put it together, which was good. It's good. I'm like, my gosh. I screamed at him. I'm like, get off Periscope. There's no Niagara Falls in Florida. So, you know, when you look, who are you around? Because who you are around, take a look at their success. Take a look at your smartphone. The last five people you called, average their physical strength, their emotional strength, and their financial strength. That's who you're going to be in 5 years. Who you communicate with on a regular basis, the top five people, you will be where they are right now 5 years from now. That's why I have a very distinct New York accent. No matter where we go, we've traveled, I've spoken in 31 countries around the world, I've spoken in every state across America. The only place they have not asked me yet, Christy, correct? Here. We went to the Gold's Gym in Liverpool, by the way, which is an awesome Gold's Gym. Worked out this morning, checked in a hotel last night, we got to rent a car last night. Not one person asked me, where are you from? Because you guys hear accents like this in New York, correct?
Yes.
When we went to see my wife's family up in Union, anybody go to Union City, Tennessee? It does make Phoenix seem like Manhattan, by the way. Just want to let you know that. Because the closest airport is 3 hours away. The closest airport is either Nashville or Memphis. The Syracuse is only a half hour from here. As soon as I open my mouth, they will look at her and go, where are he from? Because nobody sounds like me. You see, when you're into success, you're going to sound different, look different, act different, speak different, dress different. First thing I told Mr. Adolfi to do was the first day after the first coaching call, and this is way before there was any kind of customer relationship management software, CRMs for companies. I kept all my personal strategic coaching students on little, are these, what color folders are these, Kristen? Manila color folders. The first coaching call with John Adolfi was April 20th, 2010. From 2:30 to 3 p.m., all of you in a room here tonight because of his decision. How many of you invested in a piece of real estate through John? How many of you trust John immensely with your real estate? How many of you would refer John and his team with a, what they say, which without a doubt, when they say, well, raise your hand high. I think this is so important. That was created because he made a decision to begin mentorship. Interesting, isn't it? That's 2010. See, when John entered my mind, I already knew his potential, and we activated by being around the right people and taking the right action. A very important statement is whoever you're around, you're going to become. So as we continue reading here tonight, now we continue reading, this is so important. What kind of conversations are you having? You have to challenge yourself emotionally, physically, and financially every day to what? Release your full, everyone say release.
Release.
Release means, you release it, means it's there, it's captive. You see, fear holds champions captive. And fear keeps you going, when, I don't know, let me check, it's my friend. That means you're captive. You're being held captive. Now, If you don't challenge yourself and accept those challenges, nothing will ever change for you. Build your confidence. Everyone say, build your confidence. Confidence is the most invisible muscle in the world. What's that young man's name behind? What's your name there? Young man.
John.
Stand up for a second, John. Because I came in, people are like, are you John? Because I look just like him, don't I? That's a big boy, right? See, that's confidence. He's the most confident guy in here for you. He's a big boy, correct?
Yeah.
Confidence is a muscle. And if you don't work it, nothing's going to change. Confidence is the most powerful, invisible muscle ever. See, I'm actually 6'4", 280 pounds, shredded, ripped. No, I'm actually 5'7", Italian guy from New York. I weigh about 160 pounds. I'm in good physical shape, but not, you know, commanding big, that's a big boy, correct? See, confidence is the invisible big boy for you. Confidence is a muscle. We have to work it every day. Because ultimately, all of you that raise your hand for John and Chris and Adolfi, you raise your hand because trust is confidence, brother. See, when you trust someone, you're confident in them. And confidence and trust is not built instantaneously. It's not built with a fancy website or fancy business cards. How many of you throw business cards out? Interesting, right? How many of you have been to other real estate events, people throw you a bunch of stuff and they never follow back up with you? Interesting, correct? So when we look at this, guys, it's so important. Build your confidence by using faith-filled words, and your potential will break through. Now, I'm doing a combination that I have motivation and marketing. So we look at this. You first have to believe this potential in you, and you have to activate it. So the first secret tonight, guys, success key number one, is the guaranteed potential key, just activated already. The reason why I decided to share that was some of you would ask me, well, John, do you believe there's potential in me? And my answer immediately, everyone say immediately.
Immediately.
Which means without further delay, my answer is absolutely yes. Let's start moving in that direction. When I first met Jeff Pry, first met Mark and Carol Smith, I met Hallie, raise your hand, from Ohio. Hallie's one of my top students, drove in from Ohio. Hallie's been in direct selling for 20 plus years, and she was flatlining. But as soon as you enter my mindset, she's now record-breaking results, because we activate that potential. See, every word has power. How many of you ever left somebody and you feel drained from the words? Like, it's just negative. Or like you get the phone, like, I'm not picking that phone up. If it's the person to your left you just looked at, that's not nice. Right. You got to realize that every word you say, see, faith is the faith, and take the Christian, the spirituality or Judeo-Christian faith out of it. The word faith, the actual word, means unquestioning belief. We're in a second floor right now, correct?
Yes.
Not one person here tonight, before you sat down, grabbed those seats and said, let me see if this is going to work or not. By faith, you knew that the construction was going to let you sit in these chairs and not fall through, correct? Which means you know how to use faith. Because you have faith, you sit in this chair. That's faith. That's a faithful action. So we have to make sure we're speaking the right words to activate our faith. And guys, if there's one thing you get from here tonight, from the motivational realm of tonight's teaching, is eliminate any people around you who take from you, meaning their words subtract from you. You see, life and words are like an elevator. As soon as you get in it, if you're going in an elevator and a split second doesn't move, you freak out. Oh my God, I'm claustrophobic, it's done. See, words are the same way. They're either adding or subtracting, bar none. And what I did with Mr. John Adolfi was, as soon as he entered my mindset, we unlocked his potential, because I wouldn't entertain any confused word, any distracted word. I only entertain specific, basic fundamentals. See, as a strategic business coach, I believe in fundamentals. Any successful coach from the sporting realm, Coach Herb Brooks, from the Miracle on Ice in 1980 USA hockey story. Some of you probably know that story. Many of you here probably been to the arena, correct? Now, take the 1980 team out of it, but take a look at Coach Brooks's track record. Every single hockey team, from high school to college to Olympics to professional teams, every locker room he showed up to, the record in hockey changed. Once he removed himself in the locker room, most of them went back to the record before he entered. Because Coach Brooks had certain fundamentals. There's a great movie called Glory Road about basketball. Coach Don Haskins. There's been some great coaches at Syracuse. Maybe a game called lacrosse is pretty well known here. You take some of those coaches, they have fundamentals, correct? And they know, irregardless if the players agree or disagree with them or not, it works, correct? So as a strategic coach, I can tell you this key is very important, is don't ever question your potential. Because it's in there for all of you. I can go around a room here and mention many people, which you're going to see a video here in a few minutes, and you'll see some of the people that are here in the room tonight are on the video. So everyone say with me. Everyone say with me. I am full of potential. And the greatest years of my life are ahead for me. Bar none. And if you disagree with that, you're out of my life. And I'm hanging out with a dolphin. And that's it. Right there, see, I believe in outwardly spoken words, because when you speak out loud, you can't hear negativity. An outwardly spoken word instantly detonates negative words. How many times have you had a negative conversation with yourself and you lost? Like, oh my God, I just feel worse than I'm talking about but myself. Hello. That's why this is such an important key. All right, moving on. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Moving on to the next key. Here we go. Motivational marketing strategy number two, which is going to be success key number three, because obviously I can't go through all of them tonight because of our time tonight here. Chris, you have my phone? Did you get my phone's back there? Okay. There it is? Because I was going to take a quick picture up here. All right. Can you find my phone, my world famous phone? That's awesome. All right. Is it looking? Because there's a reason why I want to. Where am I? No. Looking for? All right. So we'll continue as they are searching for my phone. Unless it was. All right. So. Oh, here it is. Right here. Look at me. I know. That's a major blooper, right? All right. Because I want to do a good panoramic shot here. This is awesome. Well, you guys, point to the front. Do the forward moving point. There we go. That's an awesome shot. Love it. Reason why I'm having you guys do that, because here we go. Ready? Success key number three is all in, long-term commitment, no matter what. Everyone say it with me. I'm all in.
I'm all in.
I'm committed long-term.
I'm committed long-term.
No matter what. See, that's the key, because commitment is proven when everyone else. That's why when you'll see a lot on all my banners, and you see everybody pointing forward, that means I'm all in. I'm moving forward, forward moving. I'm committed, all in, no matter what. Now, actually, comes from lesson number two here on the 10 life lessons, which John Adolfi has read this book. John, how many times? 29, 30 times, 25 times. And lesson number two is the power of commitment. And you see, commitment, everyone is committed when it's easy. Commitment is proven when it's challenging. So let's continue reading. Whatever you do every single day adds up. No matter what happens throughout your day, you have to be committed to overcoming every situation. Everyone say every situation.
Every situation.
Commitment creates the seeds of change. When those seeds of change take what? Roots. You will harvest success. You have to commit to being a little uncomfortable. What do you have to do to take you beyond your comfort zones? Commitment is proven when 99% of people tell you to quit, but you ignore them and keep going. That's the heart of a true champion. It's very important, guys. Is you're going to have people in this journey of success that will tell you, anytime you're going to do something, and it's two things people will tell you. You're crazy, and I wouldn't do that. You're on track. Because they're not doing nothing. And they're staying the same. Now, John's story is an incredible story. I don't tell anyone to max out their credit cards and do all that stuff, but John, he's just got his story. That's his story. But for 6.5 years being under mentorship, I mean, he's obviously running a multi-million dollar business. He's had some months, you'll hear in the video, where he's earned over $100,000 in a month in commission in real estate. Interesting, right? See, when I first met him, it was not 6 months, not 6 hours, not 6 minutes, not six CDs, 6.5 years. But the truth is, if he was not committed, how fast does 6.5 years go by? How fast does 12 or 16 years go by for the children here tonight, for the parents, a blink of an eye? So we have to make sure that every single day, and there's one key point here that I want you guys to underline here, is commitment creates the seed of change. is commitment creates the seeds of change. That's the fourth sentence, I believe. Commitment creates the seeds of change. Is that when you're committed and you do something a little bit different, you plant the seed. Just ask Eric, who's a landscaper. You wouldn't be in business if it wasn't for seeds. Because seeds create great things, and there's also weeds that are very annoying, correct? But you have to realize that in life, when you look, it's okay, I have to be all in. I have to be committed long term. No matter what anybody tells me, I'm going to remain committed to my dreams, to my goals, to my business, to my clients, to my customers. That's why the difference of a goal setter versus a goal achiever is someone who remains committed to their goals when everyone else quits. And I talk about physically, emotionally, financially, that you'll never have professional success. Everyone say professional success. If you don't have personal success. If you don't have personal success. I always teach God will promote you publicly when he can trust you privately. Is private preparation predicts public prominence. How many of you believe John and Chris and Doc are pretty prominent in real estate in this marketplace? Six and a half years ago, you would have ran 100 miles away from him. Because he was trying to sell you 400 different things at once and have all sorts of crazy museum stuff, which is all, it was all over the place. He was Mr. Shiny Object Syndrome. Until we had to pull back the reins, control yourself, Adolphe, get focused, get committed, minute by minute, second by second, be accountable every day, and guess what? It all adds up to something incredible. So that's why this is so important, to take more action than ever before and overcome fear, stay committed. You guys ready for number three?
Yes.
All right. It's an exciting night tonight at Dusky's live. It's awesome. Success key number three, guys, which is exciting, is right here, is actually, this is awesome. Success key number six is success key number three. Excuse me, success key number seven. Sorry about that. Motivation marketing strategy number three of the teaching tonight is success key number seven. Accepting challenges long term. Success key number seven, accepting challenges long term. Stubbornness will always block this key. This comes from affirmation number 303, which says, I accept challenges to develop my bulletproof cement commitment from the 365 affirmations to absolutely guarantee a record-breaking year. You have to accept challenges long-term to get through the 2 to 5 year success process. Stop accepting convenience. Convenience doesn't create success. It creates flatline and failure. Convenience will put you out of business, and ego and stubbornness will keep you from going to the next level and experiencing miracles. Everyone say with me, drop the ego. And stubbornness. I want you guys to kind of star that. And if the person next to you, you kind of know their ego and the stubborn, kind of hit them and say, look, there you go, boom, hit them, bang, there you go. It's an elbow. Because when you have an ego defends and stubbornness blocks. How many of you tonight have a BlackBerry? How many of you were on MySpace this afternoon, on BlackBerry, or searching on Yahoo? How many of you have been on Amazon the last 10 minutes? How many of you have a smartphone from Apple or Samsung or LG, correct? Interesting, right? 7 years ago, 92% of the smartphone market was from BlackBerry. I'm flipping the gears into marketing now. 92% of people, how many of you had a BlackBerry 5, 6, 7 years ago? What happened? BlackBerry got stubborn and egotistical and lost $1 billion market share. How many of you had a MySpace account some years ago? Is MySpace even around? People always say, you know, businesses have traction until someone else gets committed. You see, Blockbuster was in business before Netflix. Within every home in America, within 9 to 11 miles, it was a Radio Shack. Radio Shack is now out of business. Sears has more retail footprint in America than any other company. But they got ego, they got an ego, they got stubbornness, they got confused, they turn it back at Amazon. As we look at Sports Authority, all the businesses are out. Sports Authority will be officially every store closed by August 15th of this year. Interesting, right? Take a look at eBay. How many of you used to be on eBay all the time? Now you look at eBay. How many of you go to Amazon versus eBay? What happened? All these big names I just mentioned, they had traction, but they got egotistical and stubborn to change. Hello. That's why we always have to be aware and alert and be on guard for any part of our life where there's ego. So this is a rather quick section for tonight's teaching. But it says, accepting challenges long term. Anytime you hear something, like John could have said, oh, I want to make $1 million in my HUD book. he'd still be doing $20,000-$30,000 a year. And I think Bruce is your name, Bruce Zimmerman, Bruce, Mike. He came up and he thanked me for mentoring John. You said thank you for changing his life. Believe me, I got four gray hairs on this side of my hair here. It's John Adolfi and Mark and Carol Smith. But I tell you, that's the reason why I'm here tonight. To hear that before he began speaking and all the stuff in front of the room, when you came up to me and you thanked me, correct? Because now you trust him immensely with your life in real estate, and just as a great man to just affect your life positively, correct? That's what it's about, guys. You see, an ego or being stubborn will shut down your miracle. Be very careful of people who are egotistical. Be very careful of people that will tell you, I wouldn't do that, or that won't work in my marketplace. We are in Phoenix, New York. Have you seen his wall of fame in his office? See, I have pictures when John and Kristen have been down to they've been down to South Florida over 45 times in 6.5 years. They've been all around the world with us. They've been to Dominican Republic. They've been to Riviera Maya, Mexico. They've been to Puerto Vallarta just last month and a half. When we take a break here in a few minutes, you'll see a video. You can watch the video and you'll see there's pictures of us playing volleyball and on the beach, and it was just awesome. You got to be real careful of eagerness and stubbornness in your life. Another thing you get from tonight, you don't want to be a Blockbuster. You don't want to be a Sears, right, Eric? You don't want to be a BlackBerry. You don't want to be a MySpace. You want to be an Apple. You want to be an Amazon. You want to be a Ritz-Carlton. You want to be a Disney. You want to be a Home Shopping Network. I teach from 5 major billion-dollar companies: Amazon, Home Shopping Network, Disney, the Ritz-Carlton, and Starbucks. How many of you have had Starbucks coffee? Interesting, correct? When Starbucks first launched, the average cup of coffee was 60 cents, and you got in and out in 20 seconds. Imagine Howard Schultz says, hey, I'm going to charge you $7 and keep you there for 4 hours. Let that sink in. See, I study billion-dollar companies. We create an experience. See, you're out here tonight. It's an experience, correct? So we'll be discussing more of that here in a few minutes. But I believe, why don't you guys write down bonuses? I believe in bonuses. And all of you know that John and Kristen Adolfi have an awesome bonus zone. How many of you have got bonuses in a way out from their office? Giving them seeds or some face dance fear on items, or you have maple syrup and chopstick there, and there's always a last impression bonus. So tonight, we have some bonuses for some of my students that have come in tonight. How many of you were in Mexico with us in our 7-day mastermind trip? John and Kristen Adolfi, Mark, you already got to put your hand on here from Florida. So John and Kristen Adolfi, Hallie, Doris Bacana, Doris come up from Canada, Eric Chamberlain, you guys got, and John and Kristen, you're getting the official full team beach picture. Come on up as a bonus. Come on up, guys. Give them a round of applause. There you go, guys. So I believe in bonuses. I believe in pictures. So we got to.
We were on the losing team.
That's right. So we got to turn that way. Christy's over there. There we go.
There is next year though.
By the way, he's the VIP volleyball player. By the way. That's awesome. Give him another round of applause. That's excellent. And then Ed.
Yeah.
You're talking. Why am I? Turn my back. You're talking for 1 second. See, I turn around. Who are you talking to? Your friend there.
My son, Tim.
Are your son, Tim? Welcome.
Volleyball team,
though. No, that's awesome. I believe in pictures. Ed, that's right. You're on my team. You're a tall boy there, right? Ed, come on. Here's a picture of you and I from our last event. Give Ed an awesome round of applause. So I believe a picture is worth 1,000 words, correct?
Yes.
And a picture always brings you back to memories and events. And I believe when Ed was down in Florida last month, it was a life-changing event for Ed. You're awesome.
Thank you, Jim.
You're very welcome, brother. All right. Where were we? That's excellent.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, guys. And then real quick before we go to the next break, I'm going to show a 2.5-minute video. And I talk about, guys, ready to really flip the switch from a marketing perspective? It's called, you know, social proof. Everyone talks about reviews, correct? We're staying at the Staybridge Suites over on Electronics Parkway. It's incredible. The hotel is phenomenal. I Googled, we were in Nashville, Tennessee, 4th of July weekend with my wife and a family. And I said, we're going to be up to see John and do the event here. And I'm spending 4 hours with John tomorrow at his office and 4 hours Thursday with John. I put in Google, notice Google, not Yahoo. I put in Google the most 5-star reviews in either Liverpool or Clay or Syracuse, New York. And this hotel, Staybridge Suites, came up with 488 5-star reviews. So I booked it immediately because of the, what, reviews. So you guys are going to see a video here. It's about 2.5 minutes long. And what this is I always say in business, you want to make sure you have a social proof. Like, all of you have seen John's Wall of Fame, correct? You walk around his office. That was through our strategic coaching. And how many of you look at that Wall of Fame? It's kind of impressive about success stories, correct? The testimonial. So I always teach that for all my students. So tonight, I want to show you guys this quick video here. And you will see some of the champions that are in here tonight are in that video. It's right here. So we will get this started. Here we go.
John Delaney.
John Delaney is a high-end business consultant, strategic business coach, and international motivational speaker. His students include doctors, lawyers, consultants, entrepreneurs, and CEOs of million-dollar companies, just to name a few.
We have gone from $2,000 to $4,000 a month to $40,000 to $60,000 per month.
After I got in with his teaching and coaching, I made over $4 million.
This year, I am going to, for the first time ever in my life, earn more than 6 figures. My increase has been close to 50% in 1 year. My business has exploded. Last year was my largest year, largest in about 7 years.
John has spoken in over 20 countries and has shared the stage with the greatest speakers in the world. This is an amazing feat for someone who is a clinically diagnosed stutterer and labeled by society.
Your professional life is just a what? Result of your product.
John truly believes that you are born a champion and have the absolute right to live your dreams.
Well, why I do what I do is as I understand it, business is changing lives.
I love this one. This is our good friend John Delaney right here. He's an incredible motivational speaker. Everybody knows him. He's going to get you all jazzed up to live your life better.
He has changed thousands of lives through his products, seminars, boot camps, Closing and Marketing University, Motivation Plus Marketing Podcast, Lifestyle Freedom Club Membership, and Strategic Business Coaching Program.
Since I started coaching with John, I've heard the most thing I've ever in my entire life.
I am now making almost 3 times as much money as where I was 7 years ago.
I've gone from $0 in business to over $90,000 in business in about 7 months.
Life of preparation protects you from a life of regret.
I went from considering filing bankruptcy to owning and running a multi-million-dollar company. And since then, my team volume has increased over 3,000%.
And we are doing more business now than we've done in the past 30 years.
And we went from almost losing our business to making over $50,000 a month.
See, this is very powerful. It's a mindset. Your mindset has to be focused on it.
To learn more about John Delaney and how you can achieve success in every area of your life and business, please visit Lifestyle.
Or just say hi. All right. Give all the champions who are on that video a round of applause, which is awesome. So, here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to take about a 5-minute stretch break, restroom break, and you can grab a little bit of food. And we're going to take like a 5-minute break, John, real quick, and then we'll come back. You guys learning so far tonight?
Yeah.
Excellent. Take a quick break, and we'll be back in a few short minutes. Thank you. I'll get you. Oh. Dusty's rocking.
No, I wasn't. Yes. Yeah.